Hi everyone. I wanted to start today's episode by sharing a quote by Alex Hormozi, in which he says, "You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt." And I think that so succinctly and so perfectly sums up a way in which so many of us get blocked and stuck beneath our fear, which is that we're very much wired to wait for the impulse to take action. So we want to feel the inspiration before we start the project. We want to feel a readiness before we begin. We want to feel worthy of what we're asking life for. So we're always kind of waiting for these perfect primed circumstances and opportunities to arise before we start doing the things we say we want to do and the things we say we are going to do. But those moments don't generate themselves. We generate them. We don't find time. We have to make time. We don't find space. We have to make space. We don't fall into an endless stream of flow toward the things that we most deeply want. We have to put ourselves into that flow for long enough that it becomes consistent and begins to move through us in that effortless kind of way that we see it happening for other people. And we both at once sense that we could do that too, but also wonder, you know, why isn't it not happening for us in the same way? And I think what we really have to remember is that nobody feels worthy of love at the onset. You know, at some level, nobody does. You become worthy of love because you are willing to be loving. It's a give and it's an exchange. It's not about tallying up your traits or your attributes, both positive and negative, and seeing who on the outside, on the surface, seems as though they'd be a match. It's about who you come to care for so much that you make the intention to love them consistently, even when it's hard. And that's what makes you worthy of a person's love, your willingness to love. So we sit around waiting, thinking, you know, when I am a more perfect person, I will be worthy of receiving. But what makes us worthy of receiving is giving. And so we're waiting for the moment in which we feel confident enough to, you know, embark on a journey of love or companionship, when in truth, the journey of love and companionship is supposed to have a transformational quality within it. And that quality is supposed to bring us closer to who we really are by the act of unconditionally loving someone else. And so we really do it backwards. We wait until we're complete to begin, but it's through the act of beginning and continuing that we find, you know, a sense of completion. Similarly, nobody is consistently motivated to do anything at the beginning. Not while that thing is still so much outside of our comfort zone and our normal routine. But this is how all great change occurs. We have to carve out that time and we have to sit within the discomfort until we have kind of smoothed out the edges of our resistance and what was once daunting becomes normal. A question I get asked about writing all the time is about how to write often. And I've been writing every day for 10 years. And yes, it was painstaking at the beginning, and I sacrificed a lot of time and a lot of energy. And I said no to a lot of things so I could consistently say yes to that. But, you know, now it's so much a part of me that I'm kind of never not doing it. And I find it to be quite easy, if I'm being completely honest. I find it very easy to wake up and write. But it's because I'm so used to it. And the point is that it wasn't the motivation or even the inspiration at the beginning that drove me to this place, that brought me to this place. It was vision. It was a clear, instinctive knowing that this is not only what I feel I was meant to do, but it's what I most want to do. That this was the true dream of my life. And if I didn't at least give it a shot, I would get to the end of my life and realized I had wasted my time. Wasted my time on things that would give me nothing back. And when we are dissatisfied at some level, we are well, we tend to be drawn to that which helps us kind of at least temporarily black out on our lives. And what we don't realize is that it's uncomfortable to change and to do something that we know is good for us, but it's actually way more painful long term to not do it. And that's what we have to be afraid of, if anything. What happens to me if I don't? What existential pain awaits if I waste another month, year, or 10? And then you start to realize it's going to be uncomfortable either way, but one path is hard at the beginning and eases up and opens you up with time, and the other keeps you stuck, but releasing the pressure valve often enough that you can kind of withstand it. But it eventually leads you to a far, far greater suffering down the road. And so we have to choose to be uncomfortable today in service to our future selves, because that motivation is not going to appear on its own. It appears when it becomes regulated within our systems. Motivation is really a matter of momentum, that over time we feel rewarded for the act of doing something in the way we currently feel rewarded for the act of escaping it. But that first push is the hardest. That beginning transitional period, I call it the valley between lives, when the old is finished but the new hasn't fully begun. You know, we don't have that kind of regulated in our systems just yet. And so that is when we are most hungry for and looking for that sense of motivation and confidence and self-assuredness. And it's in those exact moments that we have to marry ourselves most deeply to the knowing that the confidence we are looking for to do whatever it is we want to do in the world, it is not going to appear one day. It is going to be built. It is going to be built through the act of doing even though we aren't certain, showing up even though we are afraid, continuing even though it's scary and it's unknown and we don't have all the answers. If you are like most people, and certainly like myself for a long time, you're probably waiting until your self-image adjusts to the person you think you want to be. And then you think that that will give you the life you want, because that person, you know, would do everything you are desiring so effortlessly. And the truth is that it functions in almost the exact opposite way. You will not be able to convince yourself that you are something you aren't yet. You really, really won't. And not only will you never believe it, but it will kind of create an integrity breach within yourself. Like, you will know you're lying to yourself. And, you know, you're trying to convince yourself that you can be successful without putting in the work to actually be successful. And so not only are you kind of just sitting there spinning your wheels, but you're also creating this resistance deep within yourself, which is this knowing of, I'm telling myself something that I know at some level isn't true. But this is where, you know, so many of us get stuck, which is that we really do think that getting there is just a matter of more deeply convincing ourselves, as though we can think our way into the lives we want, when really we have to act our way into the lives we want. What is far more useful to you than thinking something like, I'm going to be successful at X, Y, or Z, is, I understand that if I continuously put effort into this, over time, the inevitable outcome would be success. And when you start thinking like that, you really do start to adopt the identity of a successful person, the identity of the person you want to be. Not because you think you already are it, but because you are displaying to your own self a willingness to work toward it, and not just a willingness to work toward it right now, but to continue working toward it over time. And then you start to kind of solidify this certainty within yourself of, I'm going to make it because I'm not going to give up. But you're not going to convince yourself of that if you haven't even really begun. You know, this is the process of bringing that locus of control back inward. So you understand that you have fundamental traits by nature, but also that you are very much sculpted and molded and transformed by the person you choose to be. And the person you choose to be is the person you decide to show up as again and again. You know, the person most of us are choosing to be day to day is a person who is kind of made to be through their reactions and their past conditioning and their environment. So we live in a way where the way that we act and what we show up for is unconscious, but we don't even realize we're making a choice, you know? We're just kind of adapting and assimilating to what is around us or what's been around us or what we think is supposed to be around us. We're not acting from the place of the ideal self we would like to become. And so I think it's important to remember that anything worth doing in this life is going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you, and it's going to change you, and it's going to push you to the edge of your comfort zone and then beyond it. And we can't escape this because this is part of it. Because when we try to shortcut confidence, a real, true, instilled sense of who we are in this world, we lose one of the most fundamental aspects of growth, which is the impetus to growth, the invitation to growth, the thing that fractures something within our foundations and prompts us to change, that makes us aware of our unrealized potential, that brings us into the knowing or recognition of a problem or an issue or something we at some level feel called to resolve or adjust or amend or adapt to. And in that process, what we start to forget is that we can only gain where we have first lost. Every time we say yes to something, we are saying no to something else. Our time is finite. We can only welcome in the new where we have first ushered out the old. We can only root where we are first buried. We can only grow where we first soften. We can only connect where we are first vulnerable. We can only transform what we first upend. We can only learn where we are first willing to be wrong. And so when we approach our lives from the space of wanting to have that unwavering self-certainty, that deeply rooted confidence, we're kind of bypassing the challenge that actually instills that strength. Like, that inner strength is earned, is the point. Confidence is built and earned. And we don't earn it from the outside world. We earn it by proving to our own selves that we are who we say we are. And so coming into that stronger sense of ourselves is having a more honest view in which we acknowledge where we are, but we find our strength not in the way that we think we're perceived, but our willingness to show up and keep trying. And keep trying is an important phrasing there, because at the end of the day, that is what growth is. That is what anything is. That is what success is. It's not that we leap once, but 1,000 times. We have the courage to keep leaping. We keep amending. We keep adjusting and learning and refining. We have to keep meeting all of the new versions of the people we love and find new ways to love them. That's a successful love story. We have to create and then identify both what we are proud of and what we wish we could improve upon. And then we have to improve upon it. We need to realize our humanness and then connect to something deeper and greater than it, something more driving and something more powerful, something that makes us realize that we don't become, you know, impenetrably confident because we have sealed every hole in our persona and because we think we are untouchable. We become untouchable, if that's even a thing people can be, when we adopt the attitude of nothing to steal. You can't take my self-perception away from me because I both acknowledge my fault, but I'm willing to work on it. You can't take my success from me because I acknowledge where I need to make progress and I will make it. You can't take love from me because even if you break my heart, you cannot touch my capacity to keep loving. And if you haven't touched that, then you haven't stopped me. And that's what we're after when we think about confidence, that kind of strength. that sense that we ourselves can generate and regenerate anything in our lives, that the world can take nothing because we can rebuild. And if we're given the opportunity to rebuild through the past experiences that we have had, we'll be able to do it better, quicker, more effectively than ever before. That's confidence. That's strength. You know, that's what gives us a sense of more safety and security to move through the world and not be torn to bits by it, but because we can recognize and understand that there is an unshakable and unbreakable, and I didn't mean to rhyme there, spirit within us that can keep going. If we choose to keep going, of course. We do not become stronger because we believe more in external perceptions of ourselves. We become stronger when we are standing in front of a mountain of evidence that we are capable and willing to continue building ourselves into the people we most want to be, that we are actively working at being the people we most want to be. We don't need the world around us to affirm anything. We don't have to outsource that approval. We don't have to outsource that perception, because we ourselves are so clearly looking at the evidence, it just becomes an unshakable knowing. And so your affirmations are only useful when they support something that's already happening. You know, you do have to hold that grand picture of your mind of what you want, and you do have to believe in that end result. 100% you do. So much so that you understand that the future you is in many ways threaded to who you are today, and they're in you, but they also have to be developed through you. And the doorway to that future life is right now, and it's right here. And that's the part people miss. It's not about the believing, it's about the doing that generates the belief. You are most beautiful when you are willing to seek and appreciate the beauty in others and in the world and in everything. And you are most lovable when you are being most loving. You are most successful when you are most consistent. And you are most confident when you are most certain. And it's really vital to remember that not one of those things comes to most of us naturally. That is what it means to be brave and to be courageous and to heal and to live a life that you are proud of. Not that through the virtue of your self-belief you can bypass what's challenging, but through the virtue of your self-belief you are willing to endure what is challenging for what is worthwhile. This kind of life is chosen, even when it's uncomfortable and even when it's hard. Because at the end of the day, we cannot short-circuit our way around being human. We can only decide what is worth hurting for and then let ourselves be consumed by it. The people we become, it's not something that's developed through an idea we hold in our minds. It's something that's created when the idea we hold in our minds is met by a consistent, grounded action that affirms, strengthens, and develops the concept we are holding. That is when we become so certain of ourselves, we develop an unwavering faith. And if we are willing to move through that valley, if we are willing to endure the temporary discomfort until all of the things of the people we want to be become so regulated within us that they are kind of inherently motivating and inspiring and affirming, then we really will get to the other side. But if we sit around waiting for the right moment, we will be waiting forever. If we sit around waiting until we think we're worth loving to love, we will be waiting forever. If we sit around waiting for, you know, this to pass and this to change and this moment to come and this to be resolved, we will waste our entire lives thinking, you know, that the portal into all we wanted to be was going to just arise one day and we would miraculously walk through it, only to realize that such a transit can only be decided upon and moved through by the virtue of our own desire for a more meaningful life, outweighing the comfort we have in the one that is familiar but still unsatisfying.